We're learning Maseches Brachos daf Yotesef and Beis, but we're starting from Yotesef and Aleph, around 10 to 15 lines from the bottom, the two dots. Noisei Amita v'chilufeim. It says in the Mishnah that anyone who's busy with the Levaya are potter from Kriya Shema. One of the examples are the people who carry the Mita and the people who switch with them to carry the Mita. You should not start the Levaya close to the Zman Kriya Shema, because you don't want to miss Zman Kriya Shema. You don't want to miss it. Say Shema first, then start the Levaya. Bim Nischilu, but if you start it, you don't stop. But Rav Yosef's Levaya, they took him out, they started Levaya, Zman Kriya Shema. So Gemara, Odom Choshev Shaini. Odom Choshev is different. And by him, they started right away the Levaya, also Odom Choshev. It says, Shalfnei Amita Shalach Amita. It says, Shalfnei Amita, they're potter. But Ach Amita already carried the Mita, they should say Shema. Torah Abon, Oiskim Behesped, Bizman, well, let's say there's a middle of a Hesped. Everyone's sitting listening to Hesped. Bizman Shah Mace Mutal of Nayam, when the Mace is sitting there by the Hesped, Neshmatim Echad Echad Vikayim. You know, one at a time, you shall leave and say Shema. If the mace is not even here, they're saying it has been in this room and the mace is in another room, they can sit and say Shema right there. They can say Shema right there. They can say Shema right there. And pastors, it could be the you shouldn't say Shema when the mace is there because it's not covered a mace or it's loyal l'rosh. But if the mace is not here, they say Shema right there. And the ovel doesn't say anything. He's an ovel. He's not mechuyim in Shema. Heina in the mespalim, they get up and say Shemar Esrei. But who oimer the master gloves then? He says he doesn't say Shemar Esrei. He says Tzidik Hadin. Va'oimer he says like this: Ribbono Yolamim, Harbi Chatoshel Fanecha. I did a lot of errors, so in a frat in many echad min elef, and you didn't pay me back even one in a thousand. You wrote to Fanecha Hashem Alakenu, should take the pirtzes seinu. You should close up our pirtzes, our breaks in the fence. Our pirtzes kol amcha beisrael, barachmim, barachmim. That's what he says. Oh my boy, you shouldn't say this. Why? Well, he said, like, you didn't pay me up enough. It sounds like you're asking Hashem, please pay me more. Oh my boy, you shouldn't say this. Don't open up a Pesach for the Satan to do something not good. Where's my card to Pasuk for this? My cross. Nemar says in the Pasuk, beginning Pasuk says, the Navi says, we're almost like Sodom. And my Hadley Navi was Navi saying back, Shimu Dvar Hashem Ketzine Sedoim. You already called yourself like you came out like Sedoim? Hashem called you the ministers of Sedoim. So you see that someone who's, who calls himself something that he deserves Oinish, he should not do so bad. We call him Ketzine Sedoim. So a person should never say, you know, I didn't get paid up enough. He could say Chatasi Pashtus, because we find, we say, Sarnam Sechem, Mishtecha Toivim, we say in Al Shamdu, we say Shaloshin. But you shouldn't add on v'lo nifratam meni echad min olav. It says kavru es hameis v'chazru. They were covering the mace and they came back. Now we're up to the shura now. So what's the halacha? So zok de gemara mi'chayim lahaschav v'ligmar eskula. If you could start davening or shema and finish the whole shema, then you should start and finish it. But it's mashman our mishnah that if you can't finish the whole shema, you shouldn't even start. Just do it after the shura. Mi'chayim lahaschav v'ligmar eskula in. Have a parak echad, a pasuk echaloi. Raminu, that's your kasha. It says, "Kovas ameis v'chazu." They were covered the base. They came back. If they could even do one parak, a pasuk echad, one pasuk, you should just do that. So it's a stira. Our mission is mashmi. You have to finish the whole entire shema. Here it's mashmi. If you have time, say one pasuk. It's also something. They want to know how can that become? Our mission means that also. If you could finish one parak, even one pasuk. Actually, Gil Ashura, before the Shura Yaschilu, you should stop. Mlav lo Yaschilu. If not, you shouldn't start. And some are saying, hold that even once you started, you're allowed to even finish it. Once you start, you're allowed to even finish it. Ha'im de Meshura. It says there in the Mishnah that the people standing the Shura, so it says that Pnimim Pturim, the one facing the Avil, are Potter from Kriya Shema. And the Chitzayinim, the one on the outside part of Shura, they're not facing the oval, they're Chayavim, with Kriyishma. So Torah bottom, Shura Raya Pnima, Paturim. The Shura that can see the inside row, means there's the three rows, the second row is also Potter. Mishayin Raya Pnima, but the row that can't even see the inside row, means the third row, they're Chayavim, is Kriyishma. Because I guess the first two rows are close enough to Avil that the Mechuyim say Malkum Nachum Eschem and they can't be saying Shema. Rabbi Yehuda Ima Habo Machmas Avil Peturim Machmas Atzma Chayavim. Says if the person's coming for the Avil to say Malkum Nachum Eschem, he's Potter. If he's coming for himself just to check out what's going on, it's a big Levaya, he wants to check it out, then he's Chayav B'Kriya Shema. So is Rehuda being Machmir or being Mekel? So it's Machalik is Rehuda being a Tub Shatim. Either he's saying that Abba Machas Ma'atzman, even if you're in the inside row, you're still Chayav and Shema. Or he's saying, no, that Abba Machas Ma'atzman, even if you're on the last row, you're Potter. So he has two Shatim, the Rehuda, how to learn. Either Machmir or he's Mekel. Om Rehuda Merab, so new sugi now. We'll learn a sugya covered abrius and a contingent to tomorrow's daf. Omar Yehuda Marab. We might get finished it. Omar Yehuda Marab. Hamoitzi Kalayim Bebigdoy. Someone is walking on the street and he meets a friend and he says, hey, you know, that suit you're wearing is Kalayim. And he's wearing a robe. It's always wearing a nice big robe and it has Kalayim. Hamoitzi Kalayim Bebigdoy. Poishdon, he takes it off a fill of Bishuk. Even in the middle of the street, he has to take it off and walk home without any clothing. My timer, ein chachma vein tfuna vein eitzel nagra Hashem. When it comes to mitzvahs from Hashem, there's no chachmas. There's no eitzes. Finish, you have to take it off. Kom mokam shesh chila Hashem, ein chachm kovel harab. Ein time is chila Hashem, we're not chayla covered, no covered abriyas, and you have to remove the beged, even though it's very embarrassing, but if you're wearing kalayim, you have to remove it. When it comes to mitzvahs Hashem, ein chachma vein tfuna vein eitzel nagra Hashem. That's what Rehuda Merab says. It says in a brisa, kavru is a mace. They were covered a mace, v'chazru, and they're walking back together with the avel, giving him covered the veilim. There's two paths, echas tahira, echas tamei. One's tahira, one's tamei. Baba tahira, baamim tahira. If it's tahira, everyone follows the avel, al's covered avel, through the tahira. Baba tamei, baamim tamei. They follow him through the tamei. And the Ritva speaks out. Even a kohen goes in the tamei. Why am I showing kvaida? Because of kavod abrius of the oval. Face of the kasha. What do you mean? A kohen is—it's a deraisa that they become tamei. And we see here, you can be over deraisa because kavod abrius, because kavod of oval. Amai lema in chokma vein tfuna like Hashem. What we say in chokma vein tfuna like Hashem. And for the Gemara, no. Here we're not talking about a deraisa. We're talking about a rabbanon. Tigrum of Abba, but based on pras rabbanon. We're talking about—it's not for sure. A caver over here. It's a base of pras. Base of pras is a field that was once had a caver and they plowed up the whole field and worried that the plow brought the bones all over the place and you might be walking on a bone and touching a bone. And having no base of pras on the bottom, the Amar of Yehuda Mashmuel, the Manafeach, or the base of pras for Hoylech. That halacha is that if you walk in a base of pras and blow the bones, it's mutter to walk there. So you see, it's only the rabbanon base of pras. Or mehudu ba'ashi, shmei d'ra, base of pras, nidush tar. Another local base of pras is that if it's trampled a lot, you let it walk there. So you see, base of pras, only mehudu rabbanon. And since only mehudu rabbanon, on that they allowed covered abrius. That the Gemara is masking to him. There's no eichach mehim tzfuna Hashem by the rabbanon de ge'isa. By the rabbanon de ge'isa, they will moichel that covered klape the oval, like Rashi speaks out. And therefore, it's not a right from the Raisa, because here we're talking about a Tumah Darabonon of its Kvaras Darabonon. That they allow because covered abrius. But at the Raisa, it's not allowed because covered abrius. Toshima, I'll try to bring another Raya. Domra of Allah's Rab Tzadik. Medalgim Hayinu Al Gabi Aroinus Shalmesim Likras Malchi Yisrael. We had a little bit of a Gemara before that the Allah's Rab Tzadik said that it's a Gaval de Gazach to go see Malachim, to go see kings, to go see the covered Malachim. And even covered lachim of non-Jews is a big zach, because in the Mois of Mashiach, the covered of Mashiach. So he said, Elazar ben Tzadik was a kohen. He was a kohen. The Gemara in Bukhari says he was a kohen. And he said, we used to jump over the Aroina Shalmesim, jump over the Aroina Shalmesim to get to see the Melech. Lukas Malchi Yisrael, Lukas Malchi Yisrael, but not only Malchi Yisrael, Omru Elafil Lukas Malchi Umis Arlam used to run to go see, jump over Aroinas, jump over these caskets of Mesim, of dead people. Shem Yizke Yavchi Malchi Yisrael Malchi Umas Olam. For Zoich, we'll see the difference between Malchi Yisrael Malchi Umas Olam. So the question is, okay, so Gevaldig, you're doing a Gevaldig the mitzvah over here. But what happened to the Isser of the Isser over here of Tumah over here? He's a Kohen. What kind of het is this? Am I lame? Ain't Chachma into the Isser Hashem? There's no Eitzis. There's no Chachmas when it comes to Isserim. And for the Gemara, the Rava, the Rava, the Torah. oil, kol shiyosh bechalal tefa, choytz mei atumah. Halacha Moshe B'Sina is that if in a casket, in an arayin, there's a chalal tefa, between the mace and the cover of the casket, there's a tefach, then that stops tumah from going up. There's no oil on mace anymore on that. The oil gets stuck inside the arayin. Mishein bechalal tefach, if there's no chalal tefach, ain't a choytz mei atumah. It's not choytz mei atumah. But roiv arayin is yosh bechalal tefach. Roiv arayin is they do, they put chalal tefach there. And therefore, the gozer, it's only the rabbanon, al shiyash behem, shum shayim behem. It's only a gzer the rabbanon, you have to be chayshish on all of them, even shiyash behem, because some of them don't have. So it's only the rabbanon, shum kavim lachem, the gozer rabbanon, because kavim lachem, they weren't gozer, this the rabbanon. So what's the Gemara saying? What I'm saying is that you go, but the Atarish go basarayv, that roiv arayis, but in here, but the rabbanon, they said they don't go basarayv, and they lax the rabbanon, makam kavim lachem. The question is, why do you go basarayv? What happened to kol kavua kemechza mechza dami? Kol kavua kemechza mechza. Here it's kavua. You're standing in an aron. It's a kavua where it is. Is this a chalal tefach or not? How do you go basarayv? Bam bakasha. So, the rekeach has a tarot that's only when you know for sure there's an isser here. Here you don't know for sure. Maybe they're all good. So there's no kol kavua unless you know for sure there's an isser. But the gilyoni hashas, the Yosef Engel says, a gilyonish a pilish a pshat. It's from Chacham Echad, which they say is the Eretz Tzvi. He said that pshat is that a mace is not be'etzem tamei. A mace is not tamei. A mace exudes tamei. Tamei comes out of a mace. So it's like called the parish ruba parish. That's what he says. Like called the parish, because it's not that the mace itself has tamei. The mace gives out tamei. And he said, therefore, it's like called the parish ruba parish. It's a ga'inish, like a pilpa de gapshat. If just saying it out there. If you have kasha and a very good, you learn kof yud, you'll harva of it. Okay, so
why
the Gemara
write
that.
What? Why could the Gemara answer this earlier?
The Gemara answer was the Rabbanon before.
Yeah, the
that wasn't an Aron. It wasn't an Aron there.
Yeah, but yeah.
It wasn't an Aron there. It was bones.
Yeah, but that's bones. What the Gemara said afterwards.
No, it wasn't an Aron there. I'm not sure what you're catching. Toshima. God will cover our briyas, Shadoicha, Esloisa, Sashavatayra. We have a brisa here that says that cover our briyas is Gevaldik, it's Doicha, Loisa, Sashavatayra. So you see, car, it's Doicha, Loisa, Doicha, the Raisa. But my lema, ein chachma, ein tzvuna, ein eitzel, neg Hashem. There's no chachmas, there's no eitzel, neg Hashem. So how can you say it's doich alois asa? So the Gemara, Tirgama Rav Shavab, kamei d'arkana, belav lois asa. We're talking about the lav of lois asa. And the Gemara thinks right now, what lav lois asa means, that when Chazal explained it the Raisa, we're talking about yana type of lav. So they laughed at him. Achirola, lav lois asa the Raisa, he's also the Raisa. If Chazal explains something in the Torah, it's also a deraisa. Amar Rav Kana, Gav Rav Milsa, if he said a Torah to Loi Sosser, don't laugh at him. He has a pshat. Loi Sechichu Aleha. Don't laugh at him. Kol Mili Darabonon, As Mechunu Alav Loi Sosser. It's really talking about regular Surin Darabonon. And all Surin Darabonon, they may not smacht on the lava Loi Sosser. Umshum Kvoid Darishar Rabonon, Umshum Kvoid, the Rabbanon allowed it. And Rashi explains like this, that you're right, every Rabbanon has a lav of Loi Sosser. Every Rabbanon has a lav of Loi Sosser. But the Rabbanon, since the Rabbanon made up the Isser, they have a right to say that B'mokim Kavod HaBriyos, I never made the Isser. There is no Loi Sosser there. And therefore, by Kavod HaBriyos is Doicha a regular Rabbanon. Even though it has Loi Sosser, it's Doicha a regular Rabbanon. That's the pshat in this cover brias. So we know for sure that it's lois as drabbanon is mutter and welcome cover brias. Toshima v'slam to mehem. It says by aveda that sometimes you have to be misalam from aveda. Pamush at the misalam mehem. Pamush at the misalam mehem. Certain times where you don't have to give back aveda. What are the certain times you don't have to give back aveda? Okay, so I had three cases. My koyin who veis a kafaris. If he's a koyin and the aveda is veis a kafaris, that mechuyev to go in. He has a lav to go in. You shouldn't go in. Slam to mehem. He's a big Rosh Hashiva, older guy, and now he's not going to go under the car to get a ball. Or to take care of his Aveda is more expensive than the Aveda itself. And he's going to have to charge the Baal Aveda, and the Baal Aveda doesn't want him to return it for that price. That he let cover your eyes and not do that Aveda. So the middle case, Azokin, what's going on here? It's the first apostolic that Kavod HaBriyos is Doicha something deraisa. Some Aveda deraisa. And the Gemara, Shani Hoshik Vislamta, ma'am, you're right. It's exerts a cost of Vislamta. Break the Gemara, Ligma Mine. So learn now from there that Kavod HaBriyos is Doicha deraisa. And the Gemara is Surah Vemayalei Afina. You don't learn out Isser from Mamon, that you don't learn out, because Mamon is always more Kuladik. Therefore, you don't learn out Isser from Mamon. You don't learn out Isser from Mamon. So, the Gemara Vaita. Well, let's finish up the Sugya. It's better to finish up the Sugya. Toshima. It says in the Pasuk of Nazir that Nazir is Nalar Matame, even to the Shiva Kroivim. It says, I call Al Nefesh Meis Loyavai. Then it says, La'aviv, La'imai, La'ach, La'chai. So it just said that any Nefesh, you can't be Matame, even the Shiva Kroivim. What if they repeat, La'imai, La'ach, La'chai? So in the Brisa, it says before this that Aviv teaches us that even if he's a Nazir and a Kohen, still, you can't be Matame, you can't be Matame, but for Meis Mitzvah, you could. Then it says, Le'imai, the even if he's a kohen gadol or nazir, he's still covered tam meis mitzvah, and it ends up like this. V'la'chayis le'ma tam aloyimem, hareishaya hoylik lishchad es pischa. He's ready to sech the pesach. He can't be tummy for that. V'lima as banav, and he's about to do a mila, and there he can't be. He can't go. He doesn't have time. He has to do the mila. He doesn't have time to go take care of a mace. V'shamash meis le'mace. Yochov yachzev yitma. Maybe he should go be matama. Armis lo yitama. He can't be matama. Because the mitzvah came first. The mitzvah of Mila came first. Yoch k'shem shem matam lehem. Just like you're not matam to crave him, kach in a matam meis mitzvah. You shouldn't matam meis mitzvah. Even maybe that the Karm Pesach and the Mila is so important, you shouldn't even do a meis mitzvah. Tam lev l'achoysoi. L'achoysoi udein matam. And Rashi learns the Me'ena Inyan. Me'ena Inyan for regular l'achoysoi. He says, l'achoysoi udein matam. Matam will meis mitzvah, even b'mokam you're going to miss the Karm Pesach and Mila. So, Frank the Gemara, Amai, Lema, In Chachma, Yim Tunu, Ein Zaneg Hashem. Why worry about the Kavod HaBrias of the Meis Mitzvah? You're missing a Mila and a Pesach with that. So, why Kavod HaBrias of the Meis Mitzvah knocking out the Mila of Karm Pesach? So, Gemara, Shani Hasel, Mechsev Al-Achayisai. Says Al-Achayisai there. Frank the Gemara, Ligma Mune, to learn out from there. And for the Gemara, Shev Al-Taisa Shaini. You only learn out from there that by a Mitzvah of Shev Al-Taisa, that's where you could go cover brias. For example, by Mila and Pesach, you're not telling him to do Aver B'Yadayim. You're saying, just don't do it. And that's more cool. Like Rashi says, we find, we knock that Tekiya Shofar and Lulav on Shabbos because of Gzeira Shema you're going to carry. So you see, by Sheva Tais, it's easier to knock out a mitzvah. And but Kalayim, which is a Maisa B'Yadayim, you're wearing Kalayim, it's a Maisa B'Yadayim there, and Vada, by Kalayim, you're not going to be able to be Doichav al Kavod HaBrias. So we're sticking with Vada, the Raisa can be Kavod HaBrias. Only by Sheva al Taisa could Kavod HaBrias knock it out. And there's one more thing to speak out. The Rashi asks, I, a Kohen, or a Nazir, we tell him to go to Meis Mitzvah. I, there, it's a Meis to be a Daim for Kavod HaBrias. So the Rashi answers, Taisa and Rashi both ask Kash. The Rashi answers that in the lab of Loisa Tameh, it wasn't including a Meis Mitzvah. And therefore, it's not called a Dichoy at all. There was no Loisa Tameh on a Meis Mitzvah. Tosis doesn't like that pshat, and he has a different reason why we don't learn out from a Nazir and from a Kohen. But we come out of Lamaisa that any Darabon is Mutti even be a Dayim, and by the Raisa, Dafka Shev Al Taisa.